Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
And it's presented by Dr. Gill Center for back, neck, and chronic pain relief. Stop complaining about your pain. Don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill. 615-794-0800. Dr. Gill Center. So, my primary complaint today, gentlemen. They repaved Medical Center Parkway in Murfreesboro. They didn't actually need it. They repaved it and actually made it less smooth than it was prior to the repaving. And it was traffic for 2.5-3 weeks waiting on this to be corrected. It's less smooth now than what it was.
Amazing.
That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
We don't want smooth roads. Huh? Can't have too smooth.
Yeah.
Now batting David
Reed. 440. No sympathy for me. So I understand the sense of civic duty that a lot of people on social media feel, especially when there's an Amber Alert or a Silver Alert or someone's missing or you found a dog. Go nuts. Get that information out there. You have gone overboard with romaine lettuce. We are all aware that the romaine lettuce has been recalled. Don't eat the lettuce. Hutton, leave the lettuce alone.
I'm going to starve tomorrow.
Look, if Doritos recalls Cool Ranch, let me know on Facebook. If Arizona sends out some tainted tea, hit me up on Twitter. If Little Debbie's wants to buy back some banana twins, you might want to call me direct. But don't tell me and don't flood my timeline with vegetables being recalled. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain.
This is a big issue for me.
Hutton just died yesterday.
I don't trust any salad.
I thought this was a pretty good tweet from Jane McManus, who's now with the Daily News. She said, if you really believe the media's fake news, now's your chance to eat all the lettuce.
Start a hashtag.
Tweet.
Eat all the lettuce.
Eat all the lettuce. Boys, I try to keep up a little bit with what's going on out there in terms of pop culture and the like. My primary complaint is the updates that I read about what's new on Netflix and Hulu and some of these services I have and some that I don't. But I took some snapshots of the release of what's new in November. New to Hulu in November. The Big Lebowski becomes available on November 1st. Who's having trouble finding The Big Lebowski? It's on TV almost as often as Shawshank Redemption. Like when the Shawshank Redemption's not on, the Big Lebowski is.
We're about to hear from Lebowski on Primary Complaint.
Catfish Jake watching a hotel room in Atlanta.
Hoosiers is also available on Hulu in November. Yeah, thank God somebody's finally got Hoosiers.
It's Gene Hackman month.
Yes, and in Netflix this month, Good Will Hunting. Thank God. I've had that. I mean, it's been a hard, long slog. Us going without Good Will Hunting all this time. They're finally bringing it out of the closet. I mean, tell me about some stuff that's been in the vault for a while or that's new. I get that. But, like, if you're putting out a release to tell me that Shawshank Redemption's available on a service, that's a real waste of ink.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Hey, I'm gonna text one of you again. Hey, what service did I say the Big Lebowski's available on?
I'm really bored this week and I want to watch
it. That one.
My primary complaint, college football GAs and assistants who act like they're the damn Secret Service when one of their players gets ejected from a game. I'm talking to you, whoever the two GAs for Missouri were, when your guy got ejected from the game, that decided as you're marching him out of the stadium to grab the camera that's filming it and try to put your hand on it and shove it away. This is not some perp walk. The guy just got charged with murder, is getting walked out of a courtroom, and you got to cover him up because you're his attorney. He's getting walked off a football field. And for that cameraman or woman that's holding that expensive piece of equipment, I give you full rights. This is not legal. This is not legally binding. If someone physically touches that expensive piece of equipment, you have the right to have a physical altercation with that GA at that point. Do whatever you want to the GA at that point. That is your right at that point. These GAs need to lighten up. You can film a player getting escorted off the field for being ejected for an ugly hit. Ridiculous. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain.
So saith Big Bad Chad.
Yes. Big Bad Chad is back, baby. I'm back. Phone lines are open.
I'm not abiding by that nickname.
We know that.
Big Bad Chad. Yeah.
We know that this is Thanksgiving week. But we are all thankful in many ways, but right now we want to hear how you were not thankful.
Thankful tomorrow.
Yes. Be thankful tomorrow. Eat your turkey tomorrow. Right now, we complain. Phone lines are wide open. Load up those phones with your primary complaints on this Thanksgiving week. 615-737-1045.
Gather
around. A very special Thanksgiving
week. Gather around.
Sit on my knee. Gather around
this
and complain to me. 737-1045.
Fake news and the lettuce
Yeah.
has 42,000 likes.
Brilliant.